afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Thursday, March 1st, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. And would you believe this month is my 25th radio show anniversary?
Wow, congratulations.
25 years this month. Thank you. 25 years. That made me old. I ain't got rich yet, though, but I've got old.
Yeah, but you started when you were 15, right?
Well, 13, actually, but yeah.
Oh, well, who's going to squabble over a couple of years there? We're giving you a lot of years. Let's not worry about those two.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how fast those 25 years went. Amazing.
It really is incredible, isn't it?
It is. And Melody, go ahead.
I remember you from way back when we started our program in 95.
Yes.
And that was just a couple of years after you. So we're basically the longest financial program on shortwave. So, yeah.
Well, I like to think we've done something right that we wouldn't be here.
Seen a lot of changes, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh. I really have, and I thank God for everything that we've been able to do to help other people. I praise God for every soul we're coming to Christ, everyone listened to the truth and saw with their eyes open now. But as a nation, we haven't slowed down the destruction of this nation a whole lot. But by golly, we're going down swinging, let's put it that way. I ain't going to shut up till I'm done.
Well, I think you got a lot of swinging left in you, but so does gold. So does gold.
And absolutely.
We had a real nice recovery today in gold after the report came out about the tariffs on steel and aluminum. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Gold was trading. It was ready to break 1,300. And after the market dropped about 500 points, the gold reversed itself. And right now we're up 220 at $1,321. So a great recovery for gold. We saw the same thing with silver, close to breaking 16. Now we're looking at 1662. So an incredible recovery in silver. Platinum and palladium, of course, the white metals, the industrial metals, didn't fare so well. You still have platinum down $16 today, 970. And palladium down big. Folks, if you haven't sold your palladium by now or traded it for gold, I don't know what you're waiting for. It was down over 5%, down $52 at $990. And rhodium, well, I don't even know why I was bringing up rhodium, but that was down $20 too. So all the white metals were down today except for silver. It was up 13 cents on the day at 1662. So a great recovery for both gold and silver. And of course, that means we had pressure on the dollar. We have the dollar down in the index 0.36 at 90.30, still holding that 90 level. Crude oil was down 23 cents at 61.41. And we're still getting some of final numbers on the paper markets, but currently you have the Dow down 420 points, 24,608. You have the NASDAQ down 92 at 71.80. The S&P was down 36 at 26.77. 10-year yield got hit on the news also, 2.80%, down 0.06%, and that could even be some testimony from Jerome Powell. He's being speaking up on the Hill today, for the past couple of days to be exact. The euro was stronger, 0.54 at 123, and European markets and Asian markets were a mixed bag overnight. So, but what's interesting, the Dow had plummeted more than 500 points after the announcement was made about the steel tariffs. The administration is going to impose both steel and aluminum. Let's see.
Melody, a quick question. What's that really going to mean to us? Will that get the steel industry back in this country, or is it just going to mean higher prices for us?
Both. Probably both. And it still remains to be seen, you know, on anything until it actually, you know, follows through. They're going to impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum.
Yes,
but it's still really not sure whether if Trump would exempt some countries from the tariffs. You have his national security advisors are urging him to do so. You know, of course, corporate America is saying, oh, please don't do this, please don't do this. And so I saw one report from, I don't know if I can find it here very quick. It was an aluminum or steel company. Bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this has been going on for a month. And, you know, I just have to say my little thing here, and again, people get upset with me, but timing is everything. He really had until April, middle of April, the end of April, to make these decisions, but he was getting a lot of heat on his controversy on gun control, and so no one's even going to be remembering what he said about the, you know, the due process and the taking of your weapons, of course, after the markets dropped 500 points. So again, folks, timing is everything. Distractions, distractions, distractions. But there was one company that I saw where he said that they would be looking to bring back like 300 jobs. And the report was that, I don't know why I can't find this, so please bear with me, ladies and gentlemen.
While you're waiting about that, if you're still looking, come make a couple comments, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
We're talking about Trump, which in some people's eyes is America's savior. You know that. I mean, he's going to save America. We've heard that the nation's going to prosper under him, and it's going to be wonderful. Well, you just covered the fact that he said that he wants to take the guns first. If somebody has it, if they even look like they may have a problem, he wants to take the guns first and then do the due process second. So obviously, he's starting to show his true color, Melody. Now that's a fact. He truly is. I knew eventually it happened, but people have worshipped this man almost, and especially the church have almost worshipped this man. But I keep asking, what has he done since he's been in office to stop anything that's already been happening? Has he changed Obama's policies? Has he done anything really huge? Has he stopped murdering children, unborn babies? What's he done? Well, he's better than Hillary. Well, Hillary didn't get elected. Hillary's out of the picture. We're talking about Trump now. Trump wants to add 25 cents a gallon for a tax on gasoline. Now, I don't know about you, Melody, but I that puts a direct hit in my wallet when I got to take March to the doctor. I got to go to the store, run errands. 25 cents a gallon is a pretty good chunk of change coming out of my pocket every time I fill up gas. Is it not for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it is for anyone. It is
sure.
For anyone.
So, I mean, he cut taxes, now he's going to raise taxes. And you say, well, it's not as big as the tax cut. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this like it is. The corporation got the tax cut.
Yep.
We got the shaft.
Yep.
Because, you know, what is it, 5 years, 6 years, the taxes go up again.
And
8 years. They go up again more than it was.
They say 8 years, but they can raise taxes anytime they want. If there's an emergency or an economic situation, they can raise them at any time. But not for the corporations. Those are permanent.
You see, this, and I'm not saying, well, thank goodness if he got $800 more a year in paycheck. That's good. That's wonderful. But he's going to take it back in gasoline tax. Now, get over this fact, folks. Trump is not going to change anything of any measurable amount. And now his new Fed, his new pick for the Federal Reserve, the head of the Federal Reserve, wants to put a chip in every dollar so it can be taxed and can be traced. You heard that too, I guess, right?
I didn't have a chance to follow up on that, no. Why don't you tell us about that?
In the state's relentless pursuit to scrutinize and control every citizen, including monitoring, tracking, and especially taxing their income, untraceable physical cash has long been a shield against such tyranny. You know, that's very true. For a long time, you and I could conduct business. I could give you $100. You could maybe give me a used handgun or something, or a car. We could, you know, it's untrackable, untraceable. We do cash. I give you cash, and nobody track that. But they won't change that. Says, however, thanks to Donald Trump's nomination to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, anonymous purchases, deposits, and savings with cash could soon be open to a thing of the past. Now, Marvin Goodfriend's the guy's name. Nominated by Trump back in November, I think it was November, I believe, that to become one of the heads of this. And he wants to chip every single piece of paper out there. So if I come up and see you and I give you $150, something that you got that I want, they see where it changes hands. Now, that is another attack on what's left of some independence and some liberty, freedom of finances. But this goes on and on and on. And Trump is going to save his country. That's what we were told. He's going to be our hero. The elite couldn't do anything about that. So he's going to save us. But now he's bringing forth all these things that's in his mind all along, I'm sure. You know, chip the dollars with this new guy, puts him a good friend there in place, and then 25-cent tax raise in gasoline, take away the guns, and then due process. Isn't that what they want to do under Clinton and Obama, and the people scream and squalled? But when Trump does it, where's the outcry?
There isn't any, and if you even want to discuss it, you know, you get hate mail, I'm trying to always read between the lines, because that's the only place you're going to find the truth. And it's just like these tariffs. You know, you go back to the tariffs, and you have this guy from Century Aluminum, Michael Blest. He told CNBC today, he says that the U.S. will impose the 25%, blah, blah, blah. He says his company is going to bring back 150,000 tons of production in its Kentucky plant. We're going to hire almost 300 people and put another $100 million into the plant. That's great for those 300 people that they're going to hire. But he's also talking about, my big question is, they're talking about, he says there was 5 million pounds of tons of aluminum that it's short. Well, if you're short 5 million tons of aluminum per year, you can't be competitive?
Wow.
I mean, if you're having that, I mean, isn't that how competition works? I mean, if you're short, now I don't know in the terms of aluminum, if 5 million tons of aluminum is a lot. Not seems to me that it's a lot. 5 million tons of short, you're being short 5 million tons of aluminum per year, and this company, Century Aluminum, can't compete?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know,
there's
China is dumping. You would think that if you needed aluminum to do what you needed to do, and the U.S. is, and the country is short by 5 million tons, you'd go out and negotiate prices with who could give you the aluminum.
Well, you would think so, but you know, when you think about the tariffs and bringing the production back here, it does sound good. But I guarantee the prices will not be cheaper than they are right now with import. It won't be cheaper. Now, you're right. It'll give 300 people jobs, maybe well-paying jobs. But everybody else has to pay the difference out of their pockets. It's just with Trump with 25-cent a gallon gas tax. Somebody is just barely paying the bills now and barely hanging on buying fuel to go back and forth to work every day. Will that 25 cents benefit him enough for the infrastructure to make any difference to him? All he wants to do is go to work, get back, and pay the bills. 25 cents here, a dollar there. After a while, it just adds up to where you're struggling to make it, Melody. And when the prices go up for all the people that use gasoline, like the power companies, the phone companies, everybody else uses it, they have to have it for fuel, they raise their prices to compensate. So who does that affect also?
And it always amazes me when, you're not going to see consumer prices go up. Well, they might go up a little bit, but it's like, who are they kidding? Do you really think the shareholders are going to absorb that 25%? I don't think so.
Well,
it's going to be funneled down.
Well, businesses are not going to, businesses can't, they can only consume so much. Then they have to raise prices. It's like increasing minimum wage $15 an hour. Sure, it may benefit the workers a little bit. But somebody's got to pay the difference, Melody, and it comes back to the consumer. We are the ones who get shafted in the end, no matter what. And if somebody can barely buy a loaf of bread now, but they got to pay the clerk $15 an hour, the price of bread goes up, and the bakery's got to pay more because the price of salary or wages go up, so they raise their prices. Pretty soon, the funnel effect goes back down to where when Melody goes to the store, the price of bread is up $1 a loaf.
Well, you know, he also, yes, absolutely. This Mr. Bless, who was talking about his company in Kentucky, he says they're going to put $100 million into the plant. Well, $100 million into the plant means that they're going to bring in technology. So normally, would they have hired 1,300 people? Or are they going to put another $100 million into the plant and hire 300 people because the 1,000 jobs that wouldn't they normally had to have is being replaced with technology? So there's a lot of things and a lot of ways you can look at this thing. And, you know, I do believe in tariffs. I do believe in, but, you know, I think we're a day late. That's the problem.
You think how long it's going to take to re-gear everything to get it back in production?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was a steel city. Have you been through Pittsburgh lately and saw the vacant steel mills falling apart? I mean, literally falling down now. Huge, huge factories have been shut down. The railroads going into them are all falling apart. They're going to rebuild and do all that? You really believe that? Come on, people. Think about it. I don't think so. The people that control this kind of money don't want to spend it on that. So I don't know how I'm going to get around it, but I don't look for this to make a lot of difference in this country's economic forecast in a good way. And if they do bring it back and they fix all this and raise the prices again, everything that you just deal will increase in price. Now, that includes automobiles, of course, everything to do with steel, and that's about everything we have out there, even hardware. And I've sold nuts and bolts and rode to industrial supply people for years, and that's going to raise prices. And all I can say is they'll pass the price on to you and I. There's no point in even discussing this any further. We're going to lose in the long run.
And the thing of it is, China is so dirt cheap anyway. You know, so what if they have to raise their prices by 25%? There's, you know, there's other ways that they still can compete with labor and everything else that the United States doesn't have and can't compete. So, you know, again, I think we're just a day late and a dollar short in really making a significant impact to our economy. We are broke. We don't have the luxury of having, you know, room to adjust. You know, last night, and it'll be played tomorrow unless there's something major breaking tomorrow, James Corbett, you know, we were talking about China and China's debt. And he says, well, China got into debt because they spent all that money into infrastructure. Well, here in the States, all the money that we spent, the trillions of dollars of stimulus, went in to feed Wall Street.
There you go.
So what's That's wrong right. with that picture?
That's exactly right.
We can't continue to feed Wall Street where everybody has their money. Because they're just going to steal it from you.
That's absolutely so right.
Now we're broke. We've been broke. And where do you think we're going to get all this money now to build on infrastructure? Ain't going to happen, folks, ladies and gentlemen. But what is going to happen is our first break of the program. We'll be right back right after these few short commercials.
We will find you acting on your best behavior.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. I was waiting for you to start, Pastor Brooke. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and the program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. We're going to continue the special from yesterday. Prices are up just a couple bucks, not much. $1,370. $1,370 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle with a free Silver Eagle, or you can have a Mint State 61 pre-1933 $20 Liberty gold piece at the same price, $1,370.
Beautiful with coins.
Silver. Oh, absolutely, they are. Beautiful and you'll get, if you purchase two or more, you can receive free shipping also. So it's a great deal. And with each coin you purchase, you would receive a free Silver Eagle. So if you buy five of the Mint State 61 $20 Liberty gold pieces, you would receive five Silver Eagles at that low cost for each coin at $1,370 each. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Get one or both, or you can purchase until we run out. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. With the pre-33s, you get that privacy, the protection, and the performance. And 20-year lows, folks, now's the time to be getting into these $20 gold pieces. And if you want to upgrade your coins, the spreads between a 61 and a 63 or a 4 is not that much. So give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to help you out. So,
oh, by the way, I just had to think about this. We send our magazine into the printer, Daniel. You send your ad down to the printer as soon as you can.
Okay, will do.
For the Mental Health Magazine. And folks, I'll say this here, too. Folks, if you want to receive, in my mind, I know it's the biggest, and I think best magazine, Mental Health Magazine, on prophecy, church news, economic news, free on the internet, if you will call us and give us email address or email me, you can call us at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. We will send you via internet a copy of the Minuteman News, and you'll see Melanie's ad in that also every month. So if you call us or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com with your email address. We'll put you on the list to receive March's Minuteman News magazine. You'll see Melody's ad in it, like I said, in a magazine full of information that you're just not going to believe. You're not finding anywhere else. But I want to say, Melody, because I mean that gets your advertising out there in people's hands also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It does.
So, all right. Moving on, we've really touched on a lot so far.
Well, I want to possibly share about my electricity bill with the people. Does that make any difference, you think? I think it's important, don't you?
Yes.
Folks, if you've never been to my home, Melody hasn't either. I keep inviting Melody down a cup of coffee. She won't come. We live here in the woods. She likes living in the big city. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
we got our electricity bill a couple weeks ago, and I was stunned and angry over what I saw with the power bill. Now, I'm going to tell you why. We were going through some old records today. Judy was going through and shredding a lot of things. Don't need more. And my electricity bill, September 2015, about 2.5 years ago, was $189 for a month. And I thought that was high. About 2 years ago, I was working in Summersville, West Virginia, not too far from where I live, running into a guy who works for the power company. Don't know his name. He said he was in his truck and we were talking. He said, your power bill is going to double or more. And I said, why? And he said, because they can. That's why he said, because they can. Our electricity bill this month, for the month of February, was $510. $189 to $510 in 2.5 years. I heat my house with wood and coal. I don't use electric heaters. My cooking stove is propane. So I don't know. $510. And when you ask them why, they give you a runaround. Well, you need to check this, need to check that. But my neighbors also lives up the road a little ways from me, lives in a small mobile home. Theirs went from 200 to over to about $400. So, yes, finances are important. And I know for a fact that if I hadn't listened to Melody Cedarstrom and others and bought some gold and silver back when I could, when I was cheap enough to do it, and still is, by the way, then nothing. There's not getting better price than gold and silver. I would have been in a mess financially. And Melody Cedarstrom, I must thank you again on the air for explaining things to me over a lot of years, and even back in the 90s, whenever you're working, you know, with the gym there, you had to, I heard things being talked about, and I listened. And I'm so thankful I did. But thank you, Melanie, for taking the time to talk to an old hillbilly and show me what I need to do. You helped me get out of a mess I would have been in. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And, you know, the key to understanding everything, all the problems we have today is all based on our monetary policy. You know, and people just don't get that. Oh, there she goes again. Yep, well, here I go again.
Okay, monetary policy, $510. $510 power
that's
went up.
Right.
Why would it go up? Oh, can I say it went up 50 bucks 2.5 years? I wouldn't thought much about it. But three times what it was 2.5 years ago, what is the reason for that?
Hey, my health insurance went up 75% in a year. I mean, come on. And things aren't going to stop.
No, they're not.
And the reason it's not going to stop, that is because the our dollars are getting less valuable. They say we have no inflation, and they're going to continue to gouge us as long as we continue to pay. But there comes a day when we're not going to be able to pay.
And that's starting with a lot of people already. But, I mean, how do you tell them, hey, just turn the power off? Now, how many people there are set up in a way that they don't need electricity? Not very many. I wish I were, but I'm not. But how many people are set up where they can be energy independent? Not many. Are you, Melody? No. Are you set up being energy independent? Can you just tell them turned off? Not worry about it.
I have propane.
I mean, those far.
But no, I don't have wood. No, I don't have wood or solar. No.
But I'm saying, you know, you don't have your telephones hooked up and your appliances running. You know, you have electricity for that, right?
Yes.
Your refrigerator, your freezers,
yeah.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
They know it, and they got you by the short hairs, and they don't mind pulling. Now, you got me start off on a rant here. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Oh, I rant the same way about my health insurance as you are your power.
Well, it makes me angry because people can't afford it. They can't afford it. I mean, people are actually hurting, and they can't afford it.
And you know what? When I lived in Pennsylvania, my power was always higher than everyone else in the neighborhood, and I used to get notices on a monthly basis. You know, do you realize that you're using more power than everybody else in the neighborhood? And it's like, it's just me and my dog. How can that be? But and just like you, they wanted to come in, they wanted to find out, you know, what was going on, why am I? And it's like, you know what? It's none of your business.
Yeah.
What I use my power on to begin with. So don't get your nose out of my house, out of my business. And it's just like with the smart meters. You know, they were going to install the smart meter in my home, except I just happened to come home when they were there to do it. It costs me $20 extra dollars every single month because I refuse to take the smart meter. And they're penalizing me for it. And it's like, well, you came out before to read my meter with no extra charge, but now you're going to charge me $20 to come out and read the same meter that you were reading before? with no extra charge. And it's like, how many people would say, oh, we're going to save with the smart meter and go ahead and get signed up and so forth? And I'll guarantee I'm probably the one or two in this whole county where I live now that probably rejected the smart meter. And but they do. They get you coming and going. And I don't know if you're on the smart meter. I can't imagine.
No, I'm not. I said no. And I wrote them a letter and certified it. No, I'm not.
Yeah. And even the major smart meter companies in Canada, I mean, they were really the beginners promoting the smart meters. A couple of them were pulling them out, saying we're having too many problems with them, and we're getting too many complaints. We're going back to the old way. So maybe the old way in some things isn't too bad.
No, of course not. But, you know, the manipulation plays like a fiddle. And again, if Trump does raise fuel prices 25 cents a gallon, that will mean that the power companies got to put fuel in their trucks. And who would they pass that cost on to?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. So, and again, I mean, it's, and we'll see this played out. And, you know, I saw a funny headline today. It was, you know, someone who produces a magazine, and the big headline in my email is, "We warned you yesterday." They didn't have an idea that Trump would come out today and change the tariffs, to which there would be a 500-point drop, you know, in the stock market today. But I don't know what it takes to wake people up anymore. I really don't. I mean, we keep saying the same thing day in, day out, because it is the same, basically. You got little changes here, little changes there. But the bottom line is, we're in this direction. It's not going to change.
And well, you know, go ahead.
So, I mean, what does it take to wake people up anymore?
I don't know, because now, just to show how we are as a nation, it's getting worse all the time. Now, this is so anti-common sense that it boggles the mind to think that we're that stupid of people. But 48% of Americans now, according to the latest poll done by Gallup, want a universal basic income, Melody.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 50% of people think we should guarantee everyone in this country a baseline income. And you know what? I understand what they're saying. Well, that would be great, because that means I don't have to worry about that much. I don't have that much cut now. Think about that, Melly. Who's going to pay for that? Where does that money just come out of thin air and boy, it's there, we can use it? I mean, gosh, we have got to be some of the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah, but what people don't understand, though, too, let's just say that they could afford to give everybody $1,000 a month. That $1,000 a month is going to go right back into people spending it. They're not going to pay down their debt. They're not going to save it. They're going to go spend it. They'll go get a bigger TV. They'll go get a brand new car. And guess where that money goes back to? It goes back to the multinational corporations. So you have government subsidizing business. And it's just like, no, there's something wrong with that picture. There is something wrong with that picture. But number one, we don't have the trillions of dollars that it would cost. And
no,
to do it on a regular term, to a long-term basis. I mean, I think everybody remembers when Bush sent everybody out a check of $600. Was that Bush or was it Obama? I can't remember which one it was, but it was after 9/11 and the economy
I don't remember getting that $600.
Everybody was, well, I'm sorry, you were in West Virginia.
probably so.
But, everybody got a, you know, checks for 600 plus. I don't know if you had to qualify in some way or another, but I think it was shortly after 9/11, and everybody says that 9/11 was the reason for the recession, but the recession started prior to 9/11.
Yes.
You had airliners that were ready going belly up and everything else. So 9/11, no, it wasn't the cause of the recession.
But we need another war to boost the economy.
That's what I wanted to make a statement back to, and I'm only going to touch on this briefly. The reason that they were talking about that, though, they wanted these tariffs and they wanted more American steel and aluminum industries here in the States is because if we went to war, if we went to a major war, we would have a shortage, was the statement.
Oh.
And I thought, You know, maybe that was the argument, because this is how they were able to do these tariffs, by making the dumping from China of these products into our markets as a national security. That's how they were able to circumvent Congress and so forth in order to get these tariffs placed on these products. So maybe they had to make that statement in order to show it as a national security issue. Don't know. But on the other hand, kind of makes you a little queasy in the stomach, too.
It does, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah.
A lot of these things, I mean, I don't know. And I got a question to ask you, and along with common sense, about the, of course, whether you talk about the UBI and everybody going to get $1,000 out of thin air, it's going to be there a month, just, you know, nobody had to do anything with it, it's just going to show up. I've got to ask you this question. Canada, VersaBank in Canada, had built a vault to store cryptocurrencies. Would you please explain to me, how do you put a computer digit in a vault and store it?
Well, I mean, I guess they're making these. They'll have computers.
But how do you store? I mean, if the computer crashes.
Well, hacking. I mean, look how many times these places are hacked.
How do you store a computer? What do you call it? A computer database. How do you store it in a vault? I mean, I don't get it. I can't understand. Maybe I'm dumb. I don't get that.
I don't know how you would store it, but I don't know how you secure it, you know, by putting it into a vault.
That's what I mean. Putting a vault, you expect to be safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a vault's all about. How do you do that? I mean, people can't put their personal information on a computer without being stolen. How are you going to do that? What kind of vault's going to hold that?
Ponder.
Makes you scratch your head, don't it?
Well, I mean, you know, I get, you know, they're, you know, again, cryptos. I really don't pay much attention to the cryptocurrencies. I see the IRS that's looking to find ways to track it and so forth, just like the dollar bills they want to track. And I had an article about Sweden. Again, I brought this up, to where Sweden, because their cash level is so low, they're concerned that their system is ready to collapse. So countries do need to have that cash flow, but you need a cash flow that's backed by gold and silver.
That's very true.
And that's the start of all of our, you know, one of the, I guess, the Federal Reserve, but the banksters were always looking for ways to create federal banks, central
sure.
banks, and finally they were able to get it done in 1913, and that was the beginning of the problems, but the biggest problems were eliminating the gold and silver from our money. So,
well, you know, only,
and we can't
only
fix
tangible.
Anything.
Yeah. Only tangible assets are worth anything. Air is not worth it. I mean, paper. I mean, Georgia, Senate Bill 464 in Georgia, going to let people start paying their taxes with cryptocurrencies. I don't get it. I really don't. I guess like a credit card, I suppose.
Hey, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. We might have a guest. We're waiting for Rob West to call, give us a call here after the segment. And please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I think don't forget our special, folks. We have the Mint State 61 $20 Liberty Gold piece along with the 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. And, of course, each coin receives a free silver eagle. And let's go ahead and get started. I think everybody heard you, Rob. We have Rob West joining us. He's excited about his launching of his VIP Insider. It's a business consulting service, and he's all excited to tell us about it. And welcome to the program, Rob.
Well, thanks, Melody. Hi, Butch. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How you doing?
Oh, we're good here. You know, we're just holding down Colorado as best as we can.
Well, good for you. At least out there, y'all can get high legally now.
Well, you
right?
know, that's a whole different radio show, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
Well, you guys were talking about money and taxes and gasoline going up and everything, but, you know, the legislators here in Colorado are just smiling ear to ear about the tax money they're bringing in because of that legalization thing, you know. So I'm not for it myself, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not the only one that lives here.
Hey, what are they doing with the extra tax money?
Well, you know, I could think of some things that to suggest to them, because I listen to the local news here occasionally, and, you know, with the food bank and the Trump administration talking about cutting back on food stamps and things and how terrible it is and all that. I mean, there's billions of dollars coming in on new tax money off this stuff out here, you know? I mean, Colorado shouldn't have a problem with that. So, and they should waive the 25-cent a gallon gasoline tax too, Butch, so why don't you move out here?
Well, I mean, my son lives out there, former grandbabies. I don't know, but my other son back here might shoot me, so I don't know. I'm too dumb to move to Colorado. I'm not that educated. I've stayed here in the hills of West Virginia.
Hey, Rob, you wanted to introduce to us and the listeners your new company, please.
Well, you know, the VIP Insider is we've been working at for a little bit, but short story is it's a business consulting service, and that's an extension of what Sherry and I have been doing for the last 10 years with another business that we have. But it's amazing to be able to offer things to business, and hopefully the businesses will take these increased profits we can help them with and put them back into employment and other things. And there's a lot of planning that business owners really need to do, including increasing knowledge and portfolio of having the precious metals, which, you know, I strongly believe in. So we're the Insider is a platform. I call it a mind-melding platform. And, you know, I've had strategies I've worked in my past 46 years with different clients that are going to be available to people who want to subscribe to the VIP Insider. And then I have other insiders invited to be resources as well. And you're invited as well, Melody. I think I mentioned that to you. I wanted to include you on the insider list. For people who want a straight scoop on gold and silver and about the markets and things, you know, you're an ideal insider to work with us. So I certainly want to include that. And I got to give hats off. I was way behind on the schedule of March 1 to bring this forward until I was fortunate enough through a very interesting conversation from someone I met on Craigslist. I met Connor Bradley, who is a very good, super excellent engineer on designing the web-based information and not only website, but something that's called funnels, ClickFunnels. And so Connor and his brother's company here out of Boulder is just showing me some amazing work. And but for there's links available. Our initial link is VIPinsider.org, and for anyone who might like to connect in on our initial pages, they can check out VIPinsider.org right now, and then connect up and make sure that as we're developing this over the next few days, we'll have a full menu of things, and we're just excited about it, and very excited to be associated with you and your show too, Melody.
Well, I'm excited to be a part of it, and we were talking prior to about ClickFunnels, and that's something I'm going to have to begin to educate myself on and how it all works and so forth. So I guess there is a really true exciting world online through the internet, and you got to keep up if you want to stay up, I guess. And so I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate the offer and the invite to be a part of it. So thank you.
Indeed. And what I was mentioning earlier today with Melody, some ideas that might be attractive for you and your show and your ministry there in West Virginia and all. I grew up just the next state up from you. I'm a Buckeye, and so I'm not that unfamiliar with your part of the territory. So, and when I get back there, I'm sure Melody loves to visit with you, and I'll have coffee with you sometime next time I'm in Ohio.
Melody won't give me the time of day except on the radio. I can't get her to say hi to me anywhere.
Well, nobody comes to the beach either, so there.
Well, I was going to come and see you, but you moved further away than you was. So, what are you going to do?
Well.
But anyway, I'd love to get to meet you and talk to you. I really would. That'd be a lot of fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your new adventure? It sounds very exciting, and it looks like it'll look to help a lot of people.
Well, you guys were talking about taxes and business, and this tax reform is, hits the businesses from, the higher 36% range down to 21%. And there's other things, too. We have a really good resource on tax knowledge that is going to be available for conversation purposes. And unlike a lot of things on the Internet, we're not going to set people up to read an article, and then if you want to have more information, buy this service for $1,000 or something. I just hate that kind of stuff. And it's going to be real information for free. And create associations because it needs to be done, and business will come as it will. And as I said, a lot of the business is on a contingency basis, and if our services don't put money in the pocket of the company that we're working for, there is no fee, because it's just a percentage of the money that we can raise, help them become efficient with. So anyway, there's just so much to it, and it's going to take a little time with Connor to sort through our website and get it all the pages where we want it. Melody, you know the fun and frustrations of a website development, and I know you know what we're talking about, but right now you can hit the little information on VIPinsider.org, VIPinsider.org, and that's about it, Melody. I appreciate the time.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll have to have you on a regular basis to keep us updated, and other times we can go into a little more with what's going on in the economy and so forth, and business with Wall Street, because you certainly have a history working around that area. So thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Melody. Much good talking to you, my friend.
Nice talking to you. Nice talking to you, my friend. Thank you.
He's a very good person. Very good person.
He seemed like he is.
Yes, very very good person. Well, you know, we did have manufacturing. Let's see if we can get back to some news today. We had manufacturing in the U.S. It did expand at its fastest pace since 2004, indicating some sustained strength in manufacturing. Demand seems to remain solid, but then again, I was reading where, the report for larger appliances was actually down. So the purchase of automobiles was down. So, you know, it's funny when you see these manufacturing numbers stronger and then everything else that would relate to the manufacturer is, so sometimes it's like, well, you know what, it's not equal. One and one is not equaling two here, folks.
True.
So
true.
Somewhere there is some sort of a discrepancy. We'll have to see what the next report is.
You may already know this, but it's a sad, really a sad commentary. Now, anybody that likes music, and I like good music. I grew up in the 50s when there used to be some really good music on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I grew up playing a little bit of rhythm guitar with a little band. And that's been a long time ago. But Gibson Guitar is going bankrupt.
Oh.
Gibson was the premier guitar maker for years. Unfortunately, it started losing quality. Japan stepped up to the plate and took over a lot. And believe it or not, Japan started making better guitars than Gibson. But for 116 years ago, 1902, they started making guitars and the best in the market. I mean, they were the ones, Les Paul and all of them, would love the guitars. And that's what they used. And I remember growing up as a young boy, if you had a Gibson, you had a high-quality instrument. But they're facing bankruptcy. And then, do you remember when Chrysler was bailed out by the government?
Yes. Yeah.
And Lee Iacocca Coke took it over. You know, they make good cars. But they started making trash. They bought one under. Same thing with Harley Davidson. They were number one for a long time. They started making inferior products. They bought one under. Now, Gibson tried to cut corners and are about going under. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's just sad. Well, quality is still quality, Melody. I don't care what it is. And if you're going to pay big bucks for an automobile or whatever, you want to last a while, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yes,
so,
you do.
But in my opinion, the government... Go ahead.
We've given up quality for the sake of saving
a
pen.
We have. In my opinion, the government should never bailed out Chrysler. That's not free enterprise. Free enterprise weeds out the inferior products and rewards those that do a good job. But you're talking about those things and industry is going down. I read an article here that durable good orders are down 3.7%. Now, what does that really mean?
Or are you going to tell us?
No, I want you to tell me. I read it. I still don't understand it. What's it mean, durable goods?
Durable goods is things like your refrigerator. So usually,
that's
if you
what
have
I'm
a
talking
great,
about. Okay, appliances.
Yeah.
Okay, all
appliances.
Right.
Appliances. I mean, there's other things that in there, but for most people, will relate to appliances and things that last longer. I think. I don't know. Three plus years is usually what. Will apply to that, but
well, I just got worried about that. Concerned about that. I mean, 4% drop almost is quite a drop then on something that big. That's a huge industry, obviously.
And you know what? We've seen drops in the housing markets, and so when you have a drop in the housing markets, you don't have people buying refrigerators, stoves, the appliances, and so forth. So it kind of relates to that, but then it kind of offsets that manufacturing report too. So.
Well, who can afford to buy a refrigerator? You got to pay a power bill of $510. how you gonna afford to keep running anyway?
But you were talking about.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We laugh about that, but it ain't funny. You know that. But go ahead.
I know it. But you were talking about Gibson and you were talking about quality. Well, today the American outdoor brands, their shares tanked after the reported of a large year-over-year sales decline, and the gun maker said its sales fell 32% year over year in its fiscal third quarter. They were formerly Smith & Wesson. And the company says that results reflected a continuation of challenging market conditions in the consumer market for firearms. So they actually did halt the stock at about, you know, when the markets were closing about 4 p.m. Eastern time prior to this announcement. It reopened 20% lower. And again, you know, something of quality, and American Outdoor bought it. And I don't know, there was record gun sales during the Obama administration.
Well, there was in Florida. When sales went up 33% from what was this time last year in Florida after the shooting.
Yeah.
33% increase in Florida. And I wouldn't mind telling the folks, I swapped guns that day. I have several guns. I have quite a few guns. But I swapped a 357 I carry a lot for one that holds 7 shots to the 6. And I took time to take paint that you put on the sights to highlight it. I took time to mark the sights so I could see the sights better. And I do carry a 357 only in my hip when I'm out in the public. I carry it in my hip. That's where it is, and that's what I carry. Now I got one whole 7 shots. In case I missed the first 6, I got one more left. But I do carry a gun, and I'm ashamed of that. And it's a Taurus, somebody if they want to know, with a 5-inch barrel. I don't mind telling folks what I got, because it's my right to have it, and I'll keep it as long as I'm breathing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah. But again, here was a just another company on that you were talking about, Gibson, and it reminded me of this.
American-made products. Gibson is all American-made, so it's Smith & Wesson. So it kind of makes you feel kind of sad and a longing for the good old days, if you know what I mean.
Well, look at the retail stores of Penny's and Sears. I mean, we're having the same things where they're going under. Stores that were, it is a changing world to some degree with online and so forth. But, I think it's a bigger problem. It's a bigger problem than them being unable to compete online. And it's a bigger problem. And and we have a bigger problem after I said bigger problem 5 times. I think I said it 5 times, but we are out of time. I will be back tomorrow for the first segment of the program. We have James Corbett joining me. I actually got to do his interview last night, so make sure you all tune in tomorrow. We'll be back. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Bye-bye. That's too bad.